Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hour of excuse me, my voice may not. It's April the 10th, one third of the way through the month of April. Actually, I sound a lot better yesterday than I sound today. I'm sure that'll clear up. It's allergy season, folks. Welcome to
spring has
number
run.
One. It sure has. Woo-wee. All right, so the reason we played that Beach Boys song is because last night on CBS there was a 2-hour celebrity testimonial, I guess, as much as anything else. It was the tribute to the Beach Boys by Grammy winners. And it was very nicely done. There were a lot of people on stage I had never seen before, frankly. So it was an attempt, I think, by the producers, as much as anything else, to put one generation together with another generation. Although, for me, the Beach Boy music is pretty much timeless. And I think for most people, when you hear that California sound, you think, yeah, it works. No matter how old you are, no matter what generation you're in, the Beach Boys. Don't you think so, Jay?
Oh, 100%. The Beach Boys were iconic, and they definitely transcend generations.
So, among the performances, excuse me, that were the best was Brandi Carlile. I don't know why I haven't paid more attention to her over the years.
Oh, she's fantastic, isn't
she? Her voice is just absolutely beautiful, and she seems like a beautiful person. I haven't paid much attention to her over the years, but just the way the last song was her singing with John Legend, who's another really fabulous singer and entertainer, I think. So they... But she had been on the stage earlier, and I listened to her voice as she was singing. There was something about it that just really grabbed me. Now, I don't know anything. I don't really know much about her. I know she's been a pop singer and had a lot of hits and stuff, but she, you know how you can tell by looking at somebody? Well, some people can and some people can't. The energy that they exude, the energy that's around them, and the two of them have fabulous energy. And the whole idea of kind of capturing what one person's style is about and putting it and using it in a circumstance where they did what they did for the Beach Boys, it was very entertaining. It was a very well done presentation. So I went back and forth between that and the Blacklist.
Oh, nice.
two different programs, but it was good. I thought it was nice, but again,
was John Stamos a part of it?
He was a little. He introduced a couple of singers and songs and stuff, but he wasn't a big part of it. No, and then Drew Carey was out for a little bit and a little acknowledgement here and there from a couple of stars. But seeing is very interesting. When the five of the surviving members of the group, both of them have had different touring realities. Because Brian Wilson doesn't get along with Mike Love, so Brian's sitting all the way to the left up in the stands, and Mike's all the way on the right, and they really don't have much. You know, once in a while, they'll say something good about each other, but they are not—they're not really connected at all. So Brian Wilson takes a bunch of people out on the road to do Beach Boys hits, and then Mike takes a bunch of them to go out. And the guy who's sort of in the middle is Al Jardine, who's been with them since the beginning. I think he's a cousin. But at any rate, I think my takeaway was it was nicely done, and Brandi Carlile is fabulous. That's what my takeaway is. I don't even know how old she is. You know somebody because you know the name? Mm-hmm. Kind of like Pat Benatar. I feel closer to Pat Benatar. And I think she's not... would you say Brandi was one generation and Pat Benatar was another?
I feel like they're two completely different types of artists. Yeah,
right.
Brandy's 41, and she's more, where Pat Benatar was more of the pop kind of genre, where Brandy Carlile is rock and alternative country, Americana, even.
Yeah.
But just both fantastic songwriters.
Yeah. Very nicely done. So anyway, all right, so there's somebody that I have that has my attention that didn't have it before. 12 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I have something for you to think about, something that I've started to experience myself, and the pieces of the pie as they fit together here are very interesting and something I want to spend some time talking to you about. It's an all-natural product called Balance 7. So if you are somebody who suffers from heartburn, you can't eat the foods that you like, you're not sleeping well, you're tired all the time, you kind of have that brain fog, or maybe you're just tired of being sick and tired, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. You hear people talking about this all the time, Jay. The right pH balance helps increase your energy, your memory, your sleep, the quality of your sleep, helps you to unlock the immune system,
helps
and that's so important. Yeah, right. Your gut is where everything is. Jack says all the time, Jack Stockwell, everything. Without a good, healthy gut, you don't have good health. And that's what this does. You can eat that pepperoni pizza and not worry about the heartburn. There you go. Balance 7. Use it every day. You can now try Balance 7. Get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. And all of this comes with money-back guarantee. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Okay, so you ready? Here's how you get it. 800-793-9039. Mention Doug. In 3 days, you'll feel the difference after you get started. 800-793-9039. Call Balance 7. Use the discount code Doug. Or you can actually go online to balance7.com if you want. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. Money back guarantee. Feel better fast. 800-793-9039 for Balance 7. 800-793-9039.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
So the story from this Indiana fire, this family, including this small baby, safe after a fire broke out in Frankfort, Indiana. Apparently somebody was trapped on the second floor of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Police said that they found this baby inside the home filled with smoke. This looks like one of those, what is it, 911, Rescue 911, what's the name of that show that does at Chicago Fire, all of those shows that do all that?
Yeah, I know Station 19, that one. But yeah, there's like a whole family of six, including the baby, trapped in the house, and they all made it out alive. And the baby was carried down by one of the firefighters on the ladder. It's
so,
definitely heroics at work, but it's one of those, like, it's a travesty. This family lost everything, but at the same time, they have their lives. That's the good news.
Yeah, right. It's just very interesting how, you know, this stuff will end up in one of these fire shows. There's so much now. How many fire shows are there? There's the one Chicago Fire. There's 911. What's that other one you just mentioned?
Station 19. Station
19.
Which is spin-off from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay. And then there's that new one on Friday night on CBS with the convict who's, that's a, everybody talks about, not everybody, but a lot of people are saying, wow, it's a great new show. I watched it for about 5 minutes and didn't like it. Didn't grab me. It didn't, you know, it's just more of the same.
Okay. It's,
some of the, you know, there's just, how many stories can you come up with that fit into these various, that's why I'm getting tired of NCIS. Because the original people are gone, and the people that have replaced them, whether it's Los Angeles or the other original NCIS, they just don't, there's nothing, it's just kind of like formatics, you know? It just doesn't feel like the same old show. Not like The Blacklist, as I said, you chuckled when I said it was back and forth between The Blacklist and the Beach Boys show. All right, every hour has a question or two. I guess our question here is, why does Joe Biden keep pushing back his reelection announcements? Pretty good question, right? He said a couple of months ago that he was going to run for reelection.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been saying off and on, but he hasn't formally announced. And so the first time there was a perfect opportunity was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but he didn't say anything, and then it was pushed back. You know, the thing is, back to the quality of the candidates, Biden, the people that surface, and what happens. Was there a survey? Didn't I see a survey about how people, I wish I could put my finger on it right now, but I can't. The number of people who exercise the control over the few number of people who exercise the control over the various parties, and then how so much energy gets put into these people. I can't believe, I don't want to believe, maybe that's a better way of putting it, that Joe Biden is the best the Democrats have to offer any more than Donald Trump is the best the Republicans have to offer.
Well, and I feel like also one of the things that comes to when a president is campaigning for re-election, it takes away from the active president doing their job.
Yep.
And a lot of times it should be, well, your campaign should just be how well you are doing the job now. Keep focused on the job.
Yeah.
And if it's good enough, then that can be your campaign. But people stop doing the job almost because they're so focused on campaigning for the second term. And it's like, wait, you haven't even finished your first term. Let's keep going with this. But at the same time, I get, well, you have to campaign, otherwise nobody knows. But I feel like if a president, an acting president, wants to go for a second term, they don't need to campaign as hard as somebody else because they're currently in that position. They are doing.
I think that holds for DeSantis and people like that, too, who run. Mm-hmm. Even McCain, when he ran, they were running for the Senate. McCain ran for the Senate and the presidency at the same time just to hedge his bets. DeSantis is traveling all over the country. He was up in Michigan, I think, a few days ago. I think it was after the governor signed that abortion bill. But again, why don't people hold them accountable for doing their job?
Exactly. And Jennifer Horn made such a valid statement once upon a time, and she's echoed it before too, of don't tell me what you want to do in whatever you're running. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Tell me what you've done. Show the work.
Yeah, exactly. Get it done. Do your thing. DeSantis hasn't offered any kind of info on his own campaign either at this point. Food for thought here on Good Day. It's 20 minutes past the hour.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Want to grow your business but don't know where to start? Good leads. Leads are how you get customers, tax help, legal, insurance, home improvement, investment services, and more. Don't pay for someone else's used up leads. Get new customers now on any budget with Leads Direct for your business at FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net will advertise your business on radio stations like this one, but you only pay for the leads you need. FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net. That's FastLeadsNow.net.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Rip towards
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A little more Bleachy Beach Boys, Jake. It's nothing like that sound. I think that's why it's lasted as long as it has. These guys are still on the road. I think Mike Love is 81 or 82. His kids on the road with him. It's really kind of a cool thing. All right. Celebrity news now, our social media focus on what's trending. Taylor Swift is a frequent visitor to this spot because of what goes on in her life. Everybody seems to be interested in her and her singing, her performing, her writing, her relationships. So, what's next in the relationship department? We'll find out after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Been under scrutiny, yeah, oh yeah. You handle it beautifully, yeah, oh yeah. All of this is new to me, yeah, oh yeah.
So she's been with this guy, Joe Alwyn. I don't know much about him, Jay.
He's an actor. And yeah. They were together for 6 years. And this was probably considered one of her most successful relationships in the sense of staying private.
Mm-hmm.
She's always had a lot of speculation and rumors and fodder over her relationships, and I think it's in large part because she would always write about them, write about the breakups. It's one of those things that a lot of singer-songwriters and just songwriters in general are always told, write what you know.
Right.
And what's in your heart, your truth, all of that. And so she always talked about her breakups. And then the Joellen relationship comes along, and they were together for some time before it even hit the public, before mm-hmm. people even knew about the relationship. And they always kind of kept this one private, and now sources are saying that they actually broke up a few weeks ago, and it was nothing dramatic. It was just a relationship that had run its course.
Well,
all that kind
those,
of stuff.
That seems to be, you know, there's a side, if you're fortunate like you are and your folks to have a long lasting relationship, it doesn't seem to go with the grain. It may be some people will try to tell you that that's the way life is supposed to be, but that's kind of a dream, or it's not realistic. I don't think the human psyche, the human reality is one of monogamy or one that has relationships that last. And I'm not, that's not a jaundiced, that's not a kind of a dark look at it. I just have seen so many people who are miserable who have tried to stay together, and it's not productive, not healthy, frankly. But then you see some people, and there's a story that we'll talk about in a few minutes about this lady whose husband died, and then she dies just, almost immediately. There are those stories that happen. Sometimes it's just natural, and sometimes it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But those are rare. Those realities are rare. And so bless them. If you have them, keep them, hold on to them, protect them, do what you can to make it work. But you can't keep putting a round peg into a square hole. And just sometimes, you know, people change, as a matter of fact,
yeah.
over the years. So,
and
all right,
better
so there
be happy
it is.
Apart than miserable together.
Yep. Taylor Swift, moving on. It's 28 after the hour.
Are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrat from New York, demands that President Biden ignore a Texas judge ruling to halt the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. AOC on CNN yesterday.
I want to take a step back and dig into the grounds around ignoring this preliminary ruling as well. There is an extraordinary amount of precedent for this. They make a mockery of our system, a mockery of our democracy, and a mockery of our law.
The Justice Department has opened an investigation into reports that a lot of apparent classified U.S. intelligence documents was leaked online from the Pentagon. The Pentagon, in an emailed statement, said officials are assessing the validity of the materials, which the New York Times reports indicates the United States intelligence had penetrated Russia's military and also apparently spied on allies, including Israel, South Korea, and Ukraine. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And it's gonna be a good day.
I know it's gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California.
Soybean USA. Little celebration of the Beach Boys in this hour. You've noticed that. Good day. Time is 34, almost 35 after the hour. Monday, the 10th of April. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the air. Jay's voice sounds better than mine. For this was the first full weekend of farming activity from actually last November, where we could be out and really, you know, the farm goes on, but I participate little in the outdoor activities because I don't like the cold. So the boys and girls on the farm take good care of all the animals. But this weekend I felt like I needed to get out and about, and was. Lots of activity, a little bit of Easter Sunday for the folks working on the farm. So I take a little more responsibility. But it's good in all respects, exercise, moving, and all that, except for what's floating around the air. And as April is Earth Day, things beginning to bloom, there's flowers all over the place. The lawn's ready to mow already.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we go into that season, which is the wonderful warm weather that we all love most of the time. We like sometimes a little respite. Some people say they like the seasons. I've never been a big fan of winter. Never. And so, as a matter of fact, looking around the country, this week looks pretty good. We're going to be up in the 70s. I'm going to bet you are, too, in Cleveland, where you are, Jay. I think it's probably supposed to be 70s, maybe even warmer than that. Yeah.
Yeah, but nothing too warm. I'm still longing for winter. I'm like, is it going to get dark early again yet? Can we get some cold?
No. Here's our thought for the day from David Attenborough, who is a fabulous actor and director. He said, an understanding of the natural world and what's in it is a source of not only great curiosity, but great fulfillment. I was reminded of that last night watching CBS 60 Minutes. I'm not a big fan of 60 Minutes because it's usually an axe-grinding fest. But they had the story of what the Webb telescope is doing and what it's bringing back and some of the pictures and some of the information, some of the logical conclusions that these experts, men and women who have been studying astrology, astronomy, they've been just looking at the planets, and they believe that in the next 25 years of the Webb telescope, as it goes further and further and further away, and the fact that it can send back the signals that have these pictures that are unbelievable. Go to the NASA website and look if you want to be thrilled or astonished at the clarity of these pictures. And so what they're realizing, because they're looking at pictures that are billions of years in the creation, it's so mind-boggling. The stuff that the thing is seeing took place billions and billions of years ago. And yet seems like...
Yeah, is it light years away, or it's like almost looking back in time?
Well, I guess then you get into the discussion, the debate of what is time. Time is, there is no time other than what we've created here. In reality, there's no such thing as time. And that's a mind boggler in and of itself. You mean on Jupiter, it's not 20 minutes of seven? No, it's not. It's 20 minutes. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's that mind boggling stuff. And so all the scientists that were in that interview last night were focused on what they're seeing in the creation of galaxies, and not, it's because it's not about planets. It can't see that clearly yet. But the way that the discoveries are being made by these people is just astonishing. And it brings into question the whole idea of the Big Bang Theory, frankly. And that's that was the main theme, actually, of the interview and all the people. So all the stuff we thought about the Big Bang, correct? Apparently, no, it's not correct. And so they can't tell you what is correct, but they can tell you that the Big Bang Theory isn't correct. So then what? You know, the amount of carbon and oxygen and things that are needed to create life, they're seeing that somehow or other in what's coming back from the Webb telescope. And it's again, we think of our lives, you know, as I was driving around yesterday, I was thinking about how fortunate it is that we've been able to create something here with gravity, with the Earth being as it is, holding everything together. And then you think about, you know, you're driving along the highway, I saw an accident, and I thought, gee, that's too bad how that happened. And then I think, you know, there are possible collisions everywhere in every kind of circumstance, not just driving, but in general, you know, the things that we worry about all the time are the asteroids.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff is floating all over the place with these planets that have exploded billions of years ago, and that stuff is just floating around. I can go on this forever, and I don't want to. I just think it's fascinating.
It is. I love all of that stuff.
Yep. All right. So I made reference in the last half hour to a husband and wife and the circumstances. I was talking philosophically about relationships and how they last or don't last. So here's a Wisconsin mother who just hours after saying her final goodbyes to her husband, she dies in a car crash. Her name is Sarah Nowak, she's a 42-year-old lady, killed in a crash about 5 hours after attending the funeral for her husband, who died of cancer. Good God. She said, I didn't think she could be without him. This is her mother.
Her mom, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And her own father was even saying that it's really hard because you get everything done with her husband, who's his son-in-law, and then about 5.5 hours later, you get a call saying your daughter was in a car accident. And her Sarah is the mom who died, and her husband, Lewis, is the one who died of cancer. Mm-hmm. He was diagnosed and was dead within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it did not seem like it was a long battle of knowing he had cancer. It all happened very quickly. And this car accident, it was a single vehicle car accident. She was the passenger. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't much word about the driver. She was the passenger. She was ejected from the vehicle, but both died on the scene.
So the husband and wife we're talking about were married before, and between the two of them, they had 6 children. So what happens? Don't you wonder about those who survive? Mm-hmm. They have to be teenagers.
I was wondering about the ages. I went to because family members had set, or a friend of Sarah's had set up a GoFundMe page for the family that has about a little over 16,000 now at this point. Yeah. The original goal was 25,000, but they decided to up it to 50,000 just because of the family and the kids who need help. There's 6 children between the two of them, and apparently one of them is a special needs child. Right. I couldn't find any of the ages, but we all know the medical costs that could even go with that. Mm. So, yeah, just absolutely heartbreaking.
Lousy story. Lousy, but it's a lousy reality. Speaking of things that are lousy, Trump's chances against the foes that he has created or that he is enduring. I thought it was interesting that over the weekend, former Attorney General Bill Barr, who worked with Trump, one of his most trusted and loyal defenders, I think you could say that pretty safely. He was on the Trump bandwagon, says the investigation of all of these documents and everything that has gone on, the fact that, and I don't think this is the biggest transgression of Trump by any stretch of the imagination, but apparently the Department of Justice has some really good evidence. So if it's evidence against Trump, then it would have to be evidence against Biden, too, it would seem to me, because the same kind of stuff went on. So, but at any rate, I thought it was pretty interesting that Barr, who, again, one of his loyalists, says that he played games with federal investigators. I think that's his style. I just think he's good at that, frankly. I don't think most people believe a word the guy says, but they're enamored by him for whatever the reason. But Barr says that there is a serious potential case here, and so they have good evidence. But you know what it is? It's kind of the point now. It's like piling on. It feels like piling on. I mean, I don't see... None of this stuff is earth-shaking. It just speaks to who the guy is. So the question is, not necessarily all the legalities and all the work that's being done and all your taxpayer money that's being used to go get Trump, but is he the kind of guy, in general and specific terms, that you want to be president? Is Joe Biden the kind of guy, in general and specific terms, that you want to be president? And my answer to both of them is no. So where do we go to find somebody that isn't going to be ruined by something he or she did? Because none of us are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We've all got stuff in our closets. All got stuff that probably isn't lovely. And so what do? The story just continues every day. There's another piece. And so it may be that it ends up helping instead of hurting. These people are so superficial. This guy Bragg. Hey, he's a I think he's a con artist. And, you know, it's a matter of, I thought this, Jay, over the weekend, those two guys are a lot alike, Trump and Bragg. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, what do you mean by that? I mean, they're both opportunists. They both are taking advantage of situations that are flimsy in a manner of speaking. You can say, oh, they got hard stuff on Trump. I mean, he didn't kill anybody, right? He didn't rape. Well, I don't know. I guess I can't say that. But you know.
In terms of elections and even the presidency, the whole election process is doomed from the start and set up to fail the American public, because you have people that have to do the fundraising. You have to get so many funds to even be able to go to the big debates, which is a big reason why it's typically only the Republican candidate and the Democratic candidate as opposed to any of the third parties, because they typically can't get those funds to go to that. Yes, and then you have these people who are raising these funds, getting these donors. Well, they have to. A donor is not just going to be like, okay, I'll give you all of this money if they don't believe in the candidate and they don't believe in the promises of, hey, this, we're going to do this goal and this goal, we're going to do A, B, and C. Well, now they have to deliver on those promises because these people put so much money into it. It's like a system that's faulty from the start.
Yep. Bad business. Earth Month. April. Earth Month. There are a lot of Earth Day campaigns you're going to see. I think the Earth Day is Saturday, the... Is it the 22nd? I think it is, or maybe it's the 29th, but it's coming close. And so, as I talk about what NASA is seeing out and about, the things that are in the universe, I bring it back home to us here and what the realities are. There's a lot of exaggeration. There's a lot of actually good information about the planet, growing food, that sort of thing. Something to be paying attention to. Because there are a lot of things going on in the planet that need your attention and other things that don't, perhaps. So pay close attention to what you hear and what you see and what you feel as we get toward Earth Day, 48 after the hour.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for all the card or combo orders.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your captain. You may have noticed my new haircut on your way in. Wanted to look my best. Got a new passport photo taken at Staples. In and out in 10 minutes. And while I'm there, I can grab travel-sized body wash. Maybe a shower cap. Don't want to mess up the new do.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Get all set to jet and save at Staples. Offer ends 4/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen at sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Now 53 after the hour, it's Food, Farm, and Family Time on the Monday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on National Farm Animal Day, first commemorated in 2005 by a lady named Colleen Page. She's a pet lifestyle expert. She writes a lot about animals and that sort of stuff, has a lot of rescues to her credit. Now, this is not an official day. It's not registered like a holiday or whatever.
It should be.
Yeah, it should be widely celebrated. One of the main reasons this day was started was to shed light on the poor living conditions of some farm animals, and I can certainly speak to that. I had some people come around the farm yesterday on Easter, even though we're not open till the end of the month. Somebody sent me a note and said, can we come? Yeah, I said, go ahead. And so they wanted this little baby. They had it was a husband and wife that I know, and then their daughter and their two children, the husband and the two children. And they just don't know, you know, nobody knows, the average person today doesn't know anything about farms, doesn't know anything about animals. And so a good way to raise children is to bring them around animals. If you can find a place near you that has chickens and goats and cows and that sort of thing, that's really one of the main reasons this day was inaugurated, basically. So there are circumstances, but fewer of them now than used to be. But the problem here is the mass growing of huge agribusinesses and farm animals that are just commodities. They aren't living, breathing things. So if you go to some of these big, huge dairies that basically got started when George Bush was president, his Department of Agriculture allowed this sort of thing to help one of his friends raised a lot of money for him in Texas. And so the situation has changed. So some of these farms, they aren't even farms, they're factories, have thousands of cows, thousands. And they just milk them all day, every day, and they run through a couple of lactations, and then they're dead. So that's the kind of stuff. But the focus isn't on those realities because they have too much power, too much money, too much control. So somebody like ABC goes after some farmer in upstate New York's got 180 cows that this guy was sick, he couldn't get any help, and that I'm just making reference. There's no excuse, however, for mistreatment and abuse of animals. Cows among the most wonderful. That's why I have a sanctuary on my farm, because cows that are mistreated, if they can't be cared for, I bring them in and we'll save them and give them a decent life.
Mm-hmm. They're like giant dogs. Like if you are a dog lover, just kind of put that into perspective.
Yeah. 8,000 BC is when cattle were first farmed and milked. And then this stuff has been progressing over the course of the years. But anyway, it's a nice thing to think about and remember the animals that give you life. Here's a warning from the Food, Farm, and Family Department here. Heavy metals have been found in most dark chocolate. So look out. If you have your favorite Easter treat that happens to be dark chocolate, you probably better find out where it originated. Bring it back to the store.
No, this isn't all. This isn't like some recall or anything. They're finding this is just dark chocolate. Yeah, and they even went through and looked at these different reports, looked at a bunch of
consumer reports
and found
doing this.
The safest choices are like Ghirardelli. Go for that. That has the least amount, but they still all dark chocolate has this for some reason. And it's even already been shown that no amount is safe to eat.
No. Stay away from dark chocolate. Lead, cadmium, all that kind of stuff.
White chocolate lovers are happy right now.
Yay! That's me. Ghirardelli is one of the brands that's has the lead and stuff in it.
The least amount, yeah. That's one of the safest choices.
Yep.
Trader Joe's is one that has the highest.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising, isn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Danger, it's interesting because I'm going to pass this along to my daughter. When I talked to them last night, Miles was sick. He had an upset stomach. And he'd eaten some dark chocolate a couple of hours before that. And he just didn't feel well. So he always likes, when he didn't feel well, he just snuggles up to his mother and he has tears, crocodile tears. Oh, I don't feel good. So then he went into the bathtub to have his bath. And he came to life quickly again. It's something to be careful. A lot of watchdogs who are looking at this industry and seeing again, once again, it's the huge conglomerates, the huge companies, the agribusinesses that own these various companies that are getting away with, bad stuff. And so, anyway, I think the bottom line, Jay, here is you stay away from dark chocolate. All right? As much as anything else. Valerie Bertinelli says she's not going to do her Food Network show anymore. Oh, no, please. Tell me it's not so. Now 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.